Hey, Joy.
Hey, Melinda.
You know my trickery. All right. So, prepare for all the noise, first of all. Hi, Joy.
Hey.
Hi. Hi, listeners.
Hey,
So, me and Joy
guys.
have been sitting together for upwards of almost 4 hours.
Yeah.
And we've been playing games and hanging out because this is the first time we've seen each other in 6 years. I beat her 12
Okay,
times
first of
in
all,
Connect
because she
Four.
cheats, because she practices sitting here and stuff.
So, i.e., I have no friends but her, hence why I have time to practice by myself.
Lies.
So, here's the thing. We were sitting here together and we said, after 4 hours of catching up,
Before I have to leave.
yeah, before she has to leave, we said, let's record a podcast.
Dun, dun, dun.
Because I have a new thing. What's my new thing?
The microphone, the microphone, it's so
Oh,
precious.
goodness. So wait, so the last time we recorded, we probably should not play Connect Four while we record. Because we have sensitive equipment now. And also I'm sitting back and pretending like y'all can still hear me.
Oh, there's no bracelets though, so that's good.
I forgot about that.
Remember that?
Joey, no, legit, I forgot about
Remember
that.
that? Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
And I would always take them off as soon as
Good
we started
times.
recording.
Good times.
Okay, so wait. So real quick, on a catch up. So the last time we had a podcast, it was 2019,
Ooh.
pre-pandemic. I
Yeah.
was pregnant.
I was not.
She was not still not pregnant.
Still not pregnant.
No.
No.
We're working on it,
No, we're
guys.
not.
She won't let me
No.
impregnate her.
No.
But let me see. I think it was like November 2019. I was not pregnant. I had a baby by then.
We had the baby.
I think. I don't remember. I have to look and
Yes,
see.
we did, because she was in the car seat. Because we had, do we? Wait.
Yeah,
They
I
were
would
different
bring her
in
over.
different houses.
Yep.
Yeah, they were
Yeah,
different.
we were
Yeah.
both in different houses. We were
Yeah.
both in different jobs.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right, so fast forward. I moved and I started a business. Go on, you.
I moved. I expanded my business.
My
Yeah.
goodness. What business did you expand?
My event planning business
Oh
has
my
expanded.
gosh. How
Yeah.
did it expand?
We moved into a boutique last year. Yeah, a physical
Oh my gosh.
location.
And
So,
it's been wonderful.
yeah.
And since then, we've had many girl hangouts, many parties.
Minty.
It's been a good time.
Yes.
I bought a
She bought a daycare.
daycare. And what? We'll be 2 years old
Two.
in January
January.
2022.
Yep.
I bought a daycare in the beginning of a pandemic,
Yeah.
which we didn't know was a pandemic
Look at
at the
that
time.
blessing.
We didn't know it was a pandemic at the time, to be fair.
But look at that blessing though. And but you still thrived. So
Yeah, it's been wild.
yeah.
It's been wild. 2 years in a pandemic is like 5 years
5 years
outside
in
of it.
regular
Oh
life.
yeah, it's been
Yeah.
crazy. But yeah, so bought a house, bought it, we moved. We got a larger house because our family got larger. And we got a business because I didn't have enough to do. And now I have two kids in school and one kid in daycare, and it feels crazy. How about you?
We moved to another house. One kid's in junior high, one's at the daycare that was opened last 2 years ago.
Joy, what's junior high? Because the rest of the country doesn't have
Junior
that.
high is like middle school,
Yeah, there you
so he's in
go.
7th grade, so he's like preteen.
Yeah.
We're in that weird phase now,
Yep. Everything
just
stinks.
yeah, everything stinks, open no doors, knock, all that good stuff,
And then where's your other kid? If you hear that noise upstairs, it's my children not watching a movie. Like there's our children
But not watching a
not watching a
movie.
movie like they're supposed to
Yeah.
be. And also
Being
not waking
quiet.
up the baby like they're also supposed to be.
Think they're skating.
No, but you know what? Here's the thing. What's gonna happen if I shush them?
It'll get louder.
They're gonna come
And
down
they're gonna
here.
come downstairs to see what you're doing. Because you're eating their candy.
But seriously, what are they
They're
doing?
skating.
And if
They're playing
shuffleboard?
no,
Skee
curling. They're
ball, skee
curling.
curling,
They're
that's what it
curling.
is.
That's the dumbest. Oh my gosh, I don't even understand.
I want to be on the bottom
floor. I want to be a commentator.
I want to be on the bottom floor in an apartment while the people on the second floor shuffle. Just because I don't have enough to be annoyed about.
Shuffleboard.
What are you doing to the Connect Four thing? Is this how you, are you speaking to it so you might win a game?
I'm not playing you anymore.
Okay, so here's the thing, y'all. I was not good at Connect Four growing up, and now I'm a fucking boss.
I was an only child because my siblings are very much older than me, so I'm really good at solitary or solitaire or operation. I can kick your ass in operation.
Yeah. You probably have a much steadier hand than my my caffeine intake has. You're a little shaky. My caffeine intake has been charged.
Yeah.
So wait, okay. Yes. So let's rewind. May 2020, we recorded a podcast.
We did
remember a spontaneous podcast that we never published?
You did that when they did one more after that. It was like, hey guys.
Hey, we're coming back soon.
Lies.
We did not come back soon. No, but we recorded a podcast, and quite honestly, I was very much looking forward to releasing it because it was me, you, my sister was there.
Oh yeah, thank you for your service, Andrea.
I know, she's a nurse.
Yeah.
And then we had all the dropper.
Nor am I a good disciplinarian or a gym teacher or extracurricular provider. So my kids and I, we struggled through that entire process.
I'm a great disciplinarian.
Yeah, you know. So I just, it's just, because after a while you just kind of give up a little bit.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
After the phone call, so my son's in the kitchen doing his work in class virtually. The teacher calls me on the cell phone and says, hey, can you wake Amari up in the kitchen? He's asleep.
Oh, no.
So that was it for me. After that, I was like, you know what? Screw this. Whatever happens, happens. I just can't take it anymore. Like, yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
He fell asleep.
It's because it was hard for him. Yeah. Like, it's just, it was so hard.
You know what?
It was so hard.
Ours was literally crazy Wi-Fi. And I thank God for the patient teachers that my oldest had because it was literally like, it was first. Okay, so here's how it started off. My mom didn't quite realize, like, Zoom, like, you still have to be, like, kind of quiet in the background, right?
Yeah.
She would have the TV going. She'd have, like, my, like, I would, like, I was home, but I would have her watch my youngest for me because Naomi was in school all day. But she was like, oh, I'll just come over there instead today. And I'm like, okay, but, you know, she's still in school. So, like, you can't have Judge Judy on in the background, you know? And then, like, you know, holding phone conversations.
Hello? Yeah, hey, girl, I know. Yes.
Yeah. Can't do that because she's still in class. So I was like, literally everything. Like, you have to pretend you're sitting in the back of her class.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, unlike our kids upstairs right now who sound like they're river dancing, you have to pretend like. So eventually we got our desk and in her room. However, my Wi-Fi was shite.
Really?
Oh, yeah. For some reason, her computers, I don't know what it is. Like, you know how they say, like, certain people drain electricity? I tend to be one of those people. I'm one of those people, I walk under a street light, it goes out, right? I don't know. I don't know, man. But either way, dude, her computers never worked. So it was like, she'd be like halfway into class, and then, like, the Wi-Fi would freeze, and everything would freeze. Oh, and then she would get logged off. And okay, it went from that to it went from that where, like, nobody knew what was happening, right? And we were just trying to make it to I eventually had to open up the daycare, and then my mom, like, kind of, like, pretty much fully took over her kindergarten, you know, and first grade probably career, so to speak. And then I was kind of like, I don't know what she's doing during the day. Joy,
I get you give up. It was too much.
I literally was like, I don't have a clue what she is doing. I don't even know where to check. And the thing is, I was working, 12 hours a day at least every single day. Ask me if I bothered to even care.
And then there were so many, but there were so many emails and correspondence from the school. Even now, like, it's not, I have more work than the kids, I think.
Yeah.
You know, but these assignments are missing. Are they? But I did them, mommy. You did. So at that point, I'm like, okay, whatever. I don't know. But it was hard.
I feel like, honestly, now that she's in second grade at a new school, and I know it's wild to think that. She's in second grade at a new school. Both her and Zion are at new schools. But I feel like I'm just getting a handle on their stuff, which is crazy. But it's been wild. What are they doing?
They are skating.
Angel's gonna wake up in a second and go get him. I'm gonna let him go get him. It's fine. Okay. It's fine. We can just keep recording.
Okay.
But no, but it legit, like, I would always call her teacher and just apologize for being so out of touch, because I was just trying to, like, figure out how to run this business. I had a small baby at home. I had one of my kids was at the daycare with me. Mm-hmm. Zion was at the daycare with me at the time. And then Naomi was in school. And I'm like, thank God for Angelo.
Yeah.
Cause even still, like right now, like where I'm still working, like most days I'm working like 11 hours. And so I just recently told myself, like, no, you got to take time for you. Yeah. You got to pick. You have to, as guilty as you feel, if you're opening every morning, you have to stop feeling like you have to be the everything to everybody. And of course, people want you to hang out and close with them because, you know, you're a fun person to hang out with. I mean, I'm amazing. Have you met me?
You are amazing.
But at the same time, it's like you can't work 11 hours every day. You don't see your kids, you know, whatever. But so Angela's been great through this whole thing. He's been Mr. Mom. I don't like that phrase, but you get what I'm saying. He's been Mr. Mom through this whole thing where he is the drop-off parent. He is the pickup parent. He is the, if the school calls, he go gets them parent. Okay. He is the get them dressed in the morning, get all their shit together. He's that parent right now.
Yeah.
Because I'm just at work.
All the time.
All the time. All the time. Yeah.
That's me on the weekends.
It is you on the weekends, which is why we never see each other. So we were only joking when we said we haven't seen each other in 6 years, clearly. But however, we haven't actually sat down together for this long. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
It was like at one point, I feel like we were seeing each other all the time. And then your business picked up and my business got crazy. And
that's what bosses do.
That's what bosses do. That's what bosses do.
It's up, guys.
I'm blinking twice over here.
I'm not okay.
Someone saved me.
It'll be worth it one day, you know.
Someone
the reward is, you know, the benefit.
Save me.
It's in there somewhere, you know.
Okay, so here's the thing. I am recording on my computer from a microphone, and I don't know how technology works still. Nothing has changed.
No.
Nothing has changed. I don't know where it stopped. I don't know where it cut off.
Yeah, but that's that.
So, you know, Joy is now going to be Mr. Jones. And, you know, we just all need to respect that about him. Sorry. That was a terrible joke. I'm so sorry. I know. I truly don't know what happened.
I don't know.
The screen went to sleep and then.
Oh, that's probably what happened.
No, you know what? I think when I clicked it back awake, the mouse was like over top of the stop recorder button.
So maybe you didn't stop it then.
I'm just going to keep. So this also is not a computer. It's a, what are these? A Google thing here?
It's a Chromebook.
It's a Chromebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an elementary school computer. Here's the thing. I only got it for the daycare to use it at the daycare.
Yeah.
For different things. And then my computer that I was using started running out of memory. And I was like, well, Chromebook, you're looking pretty sexy. And so I started saving more and more things on it. Cut to, I'm not letting anybody touch my Chromebook now. But I really should probably find.
It's good external drive for the other computer.
Yeah.
Wipe it, you know.
Yeah, I just have to. Really, it's just logging out of Google.
Oh, my God.
But at this point, it's logging out of all, like.
Everything.
Maybe 5 or 6 accounts. I don't know. I got a lot of accounts on Google right now. But.
Yeah.
All right. So we talked about what was old and what was new.
Yes.
Something
borrowed and something blue. Sorry.
You got married?
Yeah.
Oh, recently?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking. I'm going to ask Mr. Jones.
I don't know.
It's just crazy. Like, I really do wish, like, 2019, I do wish that we could, like, take a snapshot of where our lives were back then and just, like, look at it now and just kind of like,
probably good.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's why photos exist. Photos, that's a thing.
Photos exist.
That's the thing we use. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Hey, hi, Mark. How are you? Congratulations on your podcast.
Yes.
I wish I knew the name of it. But
congratulations.
While Joy talks, I'm going to look it up. Go, Joy. Go for it. And go.
So,
what are some facts we learned about things?
Every night at midnight.
Oh, God.
I look up and it's 6:30. And I don't understand why. I just want to go to bed.
Can I try and answer that for you?
When it gets dark. It gets dark at like 5:03.
Can I try and answer it for you? I might be wrong.
My kids won't go to bed at 6. I don't understand why they won't go to bed. It's just not, you know. Just go to sleep. You know, it's dark.
Let me take a shot in the dark.
Take a shot in the dark, literally. 5:02.
Daylight savings time just happened.
I also feel like, you know, the global warming and the shifting of the atmosphere, mm-hmm. things are very, very different. Mm-hmm. It never got dark this early. No. I've had several summers.
Do you guys want to tell her?
I've had several summers.
Mm-hmm.
It got stupid dumb dark early.
Okay.
Wow. But not like dark, like dark.
I mean, listen, it is midnight at 4:00.
Like dark. I'm like literally like the color, like it's dark. I get it, and we've had, you know, daylight savings times forever. However, I feel like this season has been very, very dark and very strange. It's warm in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been interesting. I'm not complaining too much because, you know, I'm like being cold, but it's just too dark for me. I'm not a fan.
I feel like everyone's been suffering a little bit. I use suffering very lightly, but I feel like everyone's been struggling.
Affected by it, very much
affected with it.
Yeah.
Much more this year than the years past. And maybe it's just because of the mind frame we're in, because the whole burn drama.
It's been dark for 3 years. So I guess that's the reason why we feel the way.
It was just light a month ago, guys. She's dramatic.
No, but think about the pandemic. You know, we started going through that. It's very dark, metaphorically speaking.
Metaphorically speaking. Yes. Sorry, let me pause for a second. Mark's show is called the Mark Willie Show.
Oh,
duh. Willie spelled W-I-L-L-Y. So the Mark with a K, Willie Show. And what does it say? The Mark Willie Show is here. Listen to me be random and test out this microphone for 12 minutes. The link is in the bio. So I'm guessing you could probably find it on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
It's on Spotify. It's on Spotify. So go listen to it.
Go listen.
Let me see. Oh, he's got 3 episodes. Okay. Here's the thing, Marcus. Don't get upset with me. I have not listened yet, but I will tonight. I will. You want to go on a little louder, Joy? I don't know if that was directed at Mark or just me. Like either one, Mark. One of us is going to be offended.
Once again. Uh huh. It's actually 2 a.m. So I'm a little tired.
Well, here's the thing. It is 11:16. Friday. It is Friday.
I'm not out my house ever in life unless I'm working.
Friday, November 12th.
November 12th. 11:12.
11. It's 11. Oh, never mind. It's 11:16. I was going to say it's 11:12. No, it's 11:12 and it's 11:16 p.m. Yeah. So here's the thing. We both have had very full days, very full weeks. Joy clearly is suffering a little bit more than I am.
I'm a little older, you know, so that's what happened.
Just a little bit. That was another big thing.
What?
Your birthday.
No, it wasn't.
That was a big birthday.
Oh, well, it was a redo. Kind of, sort of, but not really.
Kind of.
Yeah.
You had 2 big birthdays.
I did.
Just listen, her 39th birthday was amazing. Wasn't I supposed to say your age? I don't care. Do you care if I say your age? I said it.
No, this was 41.
That was your 40th birthday.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Snappy Jacks. Here's
the
thing.
I got everybody drunk. Arguably,
the 40th birthday was a little bit more fun just because it was just so...
I spiked everybody's drink.
Yeah.
Sorry. Not on purpose.
I also spiked my own drink.
Yeah, I spiked their drinks and they all spiked their own drinks. So then at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
everyone was lit.
Everybody spiked their drink.
Everybody had fun.
But so she had a 40th birthday party in her backyard, which was amazing. It was just at the new house. At some point, me and my best friend, my other best friend, my first best friend, my other best friend, I'll just say other best friend. This is my baby mama. Period. I'm talking about my best friend, Lena. I was just like, I just really want to lay and put my feet in the grass. And y'all know me. And we went and did that. And then it turned to a whole circle of us. And it was just like, it was very nice.
The water beads.
The therapy. It was like inhalation therapy.
Yeah.
And then like, y'all know those little water beads the preschoolers use. The inhalants we had.
Are they moving furniture?
What? Water beads? I don't know what the kids are doing upstairs.
Okay.
I'm not responsible for them right now.
Okay. That was a good time, though.
Your son is responsible.
The loud one. Yeah. Okay, perfect. Yeah, yeah. Great.
It's fine. But the water beads, it was just like, I was like, this is how people that take Molly's must feel. That's how I felt.
We did not take Molly's.
We did not take Molly's.
However, I have a bucket of those at the boutique.
Do you?
Yeah.
They keep telling each other in love wishes to shush.
Be quiet!
Shh! I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
I'm not sorry.
It's mommy, did you know? Did you know that kids don't be quiet?
Did you know that we have 12 kids between the two of us?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. You know what's funny?
What?
No, we're on a sound topic.
Go.
So your 41st birthday.
41.
What do we do? We went out on the town.
We met at a hotel. My friends put together rendezvous throughout the town of Philadelphia's.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Did a lot of hopping out of cars, taking pictures, eating food, drinking drinks. It was good.
It was a lot of drinking drinks and eating chicken in the car.
Chicken.
That chicken was delicious.
And tacos.
I had tacos?
You brought tacos.
Delicious from El Limon.
Yes.
We had a lot of food. And here's a funny thing. So I slept through a lot of this. Not a lot of it. No, the roach dilemma I slept through.
Yeah, you did.
I knew nothing about the roach dilemma till the morning. Care to tell them what happened and go.
I don't even remember. All that was the one friend, Lauren, you know, that's the one. You know, something happens and it's an issue. You tell her, she'll handle it. You get a free room. You get a whole hotel to yourself. Or whatever it is, she found the bug in the room and got a whole credit. And
was it a bug?
It was a bug.
A roach's bug?
A
roach's
bug? They're aliens. Bugs? They're aliens.
Exactly. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so she grabbed it. She put it in the paper towel. It was at the front desk.
The fact that she put it in the paper towel and took it to the front desk is what kills me. Because
she's the one. You don't want to mess up wrong with her.
Yeah, that's Black Karen.
Okay, Black Karen. That's Baron. That is Baron, girl.
Hey, Baron. Oh, no. Oh no, we gotta give her another name.
Baron.
What will Black Karen's name be? Chandra?
No.
Sandra?
Sandra. No.
Mabel? Tiffany?
Not Tiffany. I don't know.
I'm gonna just call her Chandra.
Chandra?
Yeah. Chandra sounds like somebody's name you see at the bottom of a letter to the manager. I'm going to just do it. Her name is Chandra.
I want the general manager. I don't want the manager. Listen. I want the general manager.
Lauren, a.k.a. Chandra.
But she grabbed the paper towel, took it to the front desk.
What's funny is, so here's.
And they offered to move us, but somebody was sleeping. So we didn't move because somebody was sleeping.
So here it is from my perspective. We had a great night.
Yes.
I'm a 94-year-old woman on the inside now because I got 16 kids. I run a business, so I was tired.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a great night. I came inside. I think we did not sing happy birthday. We ate some more food.
The morning after we did.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to Irish exit into my bed, which I did. I sat up with y'all for a little bit. And then I was like, okay, everybody seems to be chill. I'm going to sleep. And I got the best sleep ever. I just remember waking up feeling amazing, refreshed. You were in a chair in the other room. I chastised you for not sleeping in the bed with me, especially because my bedmate left super early. Yeah, it was all kinds of old people shit. Congestion, back hurting, a lot.
That's what it was. I kept a cough.
You were congestion. Yeah, you were congested. Yeah, you had mold spores in your lungs. We'll talk about that later too. But So then I'm like, I wanted to go get some Tylenol because obviously my head was throbbing from the night before. And I'll go downstairs with Chandra, a.k.a. Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
And I just noticed Lauren was like, yeah, get whatever you want. And I was like, okay. But I know she can like, you know, Lauren's
she does her thing.
Lauren's like the best boyfriend you'll ever have in some ways, right?
And so she was like, yeah, get whatever you want. And so I was like, I just got my Tylenol because that's all I needed. And then the front desk lady was like, it's fine. She's like, you can go ahead and take it. And I thought she was just trying to do some like black on black stuff. Like, hey, girl, I'll see you. Right. Legit. Like, that's what I thought it was. And so I was like, oh, she's dope. I'm getting in the elevator. And Lara was like, you have no idea what happened last night. I was like, what are you talking about? So she tells me the whole story. So legit, like anything we needed from the convenience place.
Y'all came up with like 10 waters.
Yeah. Lauren got a bunch of waters. Listen, I got all I needed was my Tylenol and I was good to go.
Right.
And so I was just like, they're telling me this story. And I was like, why didn't y'all just wake me up? And they were like, you look so peaceful.
She was grilled like a little burrito in the bed. So we were like, no, we're going to just stay here, make sure there are no bugs.
Listen.
So Karen swept the room and made sure there were no more bugs around.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to sleep.
And the thing is, when I'm at home, I would have woke up at the drop of a dime. Mm-hmm. Like, because I think my ears are just, like, trained to listen for noises when I'm home. There, I was like, I'm shutting, y'all grown up, I'm shutting this shit off.
Period.
Shut it down.
Period.
Yo, I was just cracking up because I was like, well, where was the roach? In the cupboard or in the drawer.
In the drawer.
I said, wait. Much to talk about? Oh, we're still recording.
We're still recording.
I get scared every time my screen goes off.
There's a lot.
Just so much to talk about.
We have to just commit to doing some recordings and playing games where you cheat because you know all the answers to the cards.
She keeps saying I'm cheating because we're playing a
because
game.
Because we play her game that belongs to her and she knew all the answers.
To be fair, the ones I actually redid or did recently,
put them in a little pile.
I said, I'm not going to answer this one because I know the answer, so you answer.
See, what that's not fun.
Do you want to do?
No, I want to go home.
Let's do two. No, I'm not going to let you do that yet. Let's do two rounds of I Wish I Didn't Know.
All right.
So this is a filthy trivia you'll never forget. It's not really that filthy, though, guys. I was expecting it to be way filthier. See, look, I put all those cards up here, and I'm reaching from the middle of the deck. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to grab two. Okay. Actually, I saw the answers to those. So I'm going to put those back in the deck. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. The dot above a lowercase I and J has a name, and it sounds pretty perverted. What is it called? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
A buttlet. D, a dot throb. C, a pulsing. Or D, a tittle.
Tittle.
It's a tittle? Are you confident in that answer? I want to say it's A. What is it? Oh, you were right. It's a tittle.
Tittle.
Listen, you learn something new every day. Tittle. Okay.
I knew that, though.
Last one, and then we will wrap it up. All right. What is Barbie's full name? Are you ready?
Barbie Americanisha Johnson.
That's Barbarella's full name. Barbie's full name is A, Barbara Brilliantine Anderson. C, Brilliantine? B, Barbara Ann Smith. I hope it's not
Please,
that.
I wanted to be that.
So basic. C, Barbara Millicent Roberts. Or D, Barbara Jacqueline James. I feel like it's
Millicent.
I think it is too. We are correct. Yeah, it's the Millicent that gave it away.
It's open.
Yeah. What are you looking at? What's open? What are you looking at?
Did you know the answer?
Did you know visuals are not good for podcasts? Podcasts?
They can't see it?
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
Okay.
Well, listen. I think I have to release you from my home. Oh, what's our new studio called, by the way? Big Table Studios.
Oh.
Big T Studios.
That sounds like something different.
So this is a big
table. That we have dancers or something.
Look, this is a big table.
Big T Studios.
And it gets bigger. They can't see me, but it really gets bigger. So this is a large size table. This is a 8-person table, I think. I can't count right now.
It seats 12
seats
on a good day.
It seats 30 on in a squeeze. But I have one of those like, it's a nice size.
Is there a leaf?
Yes, there's a, do you see it? So can we'll just call this Big T Studios for now.
That sounds like a strip club.
So when you find a better name, you tell me.
All right, Big T Studios.
Thank you.
Yeah, taking applications.
Listen, my only other option was White Woman Entryway Studios, but I don't think that has the same ring to it. Listen, the front of my Jesus. House, especially at Halloween.
Yeah.
Listen, what did I tell you? I said
it's very, very
the front of my house screams.
Very similar.
I drink Starbucks. Yeah. I go to yoga.
Yeah.
I wear Uggs and
Period.
Shorts together.
Period.
Honey. Beautiful. It was beautiful. It's still beautiful. It's just some it's of the pumpkins
gorge.
Are rotting right now.
It's gorgeous.
And there's a lot of leaves. Got the landscaper coming tomorrow though.
I like it.
Yeah, he's gonna give me some numbers. But I'm on my 8th glass of wine. So am I gonna wake up for him?
No.
I might. My kids wake up at 6:30 in the morning. Nothing is
I would die. Nope.
I feel like I'm going to die.
No, my kids don't get up. Jamie says, well, he gets up now.
What time? What time?
When Amari gets up.
What
so Amari's up at like 6. But he doesn't bother me. Amari, he gets
he has
up.
A brother to play with.
Yeah. No, he don't play with him. He just gets up and goes on the couch and yeah. just stays there.
Whatever child gets up first comes, unless it's Sim, because she's still in her crib.
Yeah.
2 and some change. Because I just don't trust her she's without so the crib. I don't. Here's the thing.
She'll be there cooking.
She might. She might mow the lawn. I don't know what mm-hmm. she's going to do. Mm-hmm. Listen, mm-hmm. guys. Here's the thing. Simmy was a baby when y'all talked to us last. This kid... Yeah. She's 2 going on
72,
but sometimes mostly 16, sometimes 72.
Yeah.
Depends on if she wants to chastise
good
you.
Good attitude. Yeah.
Ooh, big attitude. No, Naomi's a chastiser. Samira's she's a whippersnapper.
She's the me.
She's mean as fuck, y'all.
I like it,
y'all.
I like it. She's not mean to me though.
Mm-mm. Anymore.
She wasn't mean to me. She tried. It ain't work though.
Anymore. Mm-mm. See? She's just mean to everybody else. You should see her and the kid in daycare fight. They fight like old ladies. Okay. Joy's giving me the look. I gotta let her go. From Big T Studios.
Oh my gosh. Big T Studios. BTS, baby.
No.
BT.
This is, hi, guys.
Sorry.
Hi,
sorry. Guys. Sorry, my friends.
The views and opinions of Joy Jones do not reflect those of MDYK.
We do not own the rights to that.
We do not own the rights to that name, BTS. Listen, if BTS came after us, we might actually get some more listens.
Okay.
Hey, BTS, come after us, bro.
Can you come on our podcast?
Come for me, bro.
Yeah. Okay, no
Just
more.
Kidding.
Could be up to
I'm kidding. Yeah, we do have to go.
My lips are dry.
Her lips are dry. My throat is dry.
We've and the kids are moving furniture.
And the kids are legit moving furniture. And it's 11:32 at night. All right. Do you remember the email address? You can email us at mdyknow@gmail.com. You can also reach us on Instagram or Facebook at Mommy Did You Know. Please feel free to join our Facebook group at Mommy Did You Know. We have
it's very
actually,
much active. That's been active for
it's
sure.
It's been very active. Yeah. Hey, and shout out to the MDYK
Moms Facebook. And dads.
Moms and dad. And dad. And dad. One dad in there. Hey, Mark. But seriously, shout out to the Facebook group because y'all have been very active and just like, you know, these past 2 years, while we haven't been vocally active.
Holding it down.
But wait, but every once in a while, you'll see me pop up like, the podcast is coming back. And then you don't hear from us for 6 months.
And you're like, yeah, whatever, she's lying.
That was just me in my office being bored. All right, we love you guys. We will talk to you soon.
Hopefully. Bye.
We'll say bye.